Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip for Saturday, the 26th of January. And we have got a ton to get through today. Decent day yesterday. Hopefully some of you did it. Of course, just follow this stuff. I know people dive in, but learn how you're going to play with it. And you don't have to do everything. Less is more. It's purely sort of stuff I'm involved with that you can learn to see how I go through things and as always, you know, follow it. But if you are betting it, it's at your own risk. I don't want to hear about all the aggravation. But we had a decent day yesterday, and I posted on Twitter the results roughly, and a screenshot of the first half goal, which went in just at the right time. I'll just list everything first, and then I will go through things in more detail. The horse of the day for me is in the 150 at Cheltenham. It is actually the favourite, Janika, so a shorter price one today, and I'll go over that trade shortly. Yesterday I mentioned a couple of football teams, Villa and Mansfield, that you might want to be involved in. Again, you can play those how you like. You might want to back them outright and leave them. Bear in mind if you do that that they'll be losing runs, or you may want to trade them if they take the lead. However you play those is up to you. Another team I'm going to add to that list is Forest, who are home to Wigan. And I've got them again at value. They're currently 2.18. Again, I'll go over that in a minute. A few away mentions. I've got Forest Green. I like the price away at Stevenage. And I like the price of Motherwell, fresh off two wins away at Dundee. Both around even money. Motherwell slightly bigger. I've also got a couple of other Scottish teams that I like. Peterhead I am definitely backing. They're currently 1.89 and they flag up as a bet for me, so I'll be backing Peterhead. And a couple of other mentions in Scotland, Dunfermline and Edinburgh City, again, would be two that you might want to be involved with. In those games, it's more a matter of you may want to even lay the home team if you're not worried about laying sort of 3.9 shots and trade them. So just a couple of mentions, they are Dunfermline and Edinburgh City. I fancy them not to lose today, so the price is a little bit of value. So I'm going to have a little watching brief and see whether I get involved in those a bit later. FA Cup-wise, I'm really annoyed at myself. I missed my nap of the round. Was Derby. They were a great price, 1.9, and then I've left it, and I've gone to look this morning, and they're into 1.6. I'm not going to touch that at 1.6 now. I'm really, really annoyed with myself. And obviously, I could have put that in yesterday's podcast and we might have got a better price. I haven't done anything with it and I won't be backing it now at that price just because some people like to bet to get a winner. That does not interest me at all. So my second best bet of the FA Cup, which again I will be backing, is in the Millwall Everton match. Both teams to score, currently about 1.9. I just can't see Everton keeping a clean sheet today, so I'm going to be involved in that. I'm not saying that Everton won't win, but they've been so poor that I've got to take Millwall to get a goal at home, and Everton probably will score, although they've been really poor. It wouldn't surprise me if Millwall went through that tie, but I'm going to back the both teams to score at Millwall versus Everton. That's my FA Cup bet of the day. The trades, I'm going to trade Villa first half goal. I tipped Villa up and they've come to about 1.52 again, I think. And I fancy them to get a first half goal, and they're a good price to do so. So again, I'll be waiting 20 minutes and then dripping in the back of the over 0.5 first half goals if it's still 0-0 after 20 minutes in three stages. And my final trade for you will be in the Sassuolo versus Cagliari match, kicking off at 2 o'clock in Serie A, over 2.5 goals. Again, I'm going to let the game kick off a couple of minutes, and I'm going to back over 2.5 goals in three stages, and I will remove my liability as soon as a goal goes in. So I'll sort of have a bet on 5 minutes, a bet on 12, 15 minutes, and another bet 20, 25 minutes if it's still 0-0. Once a goal goes in, I will remove my liability on the unders. Seeing what the price is, I may take a little bit of green, but the first priority will be to remove the unders. So, Janika is the bet in the horse racing, 150 at Cheltenham, that's the trade. Forest is added to the home mentioned yesterday with Villa and Mansfield. Forest Green as an away mention, and Motherwell. Peterhead I'm definitely backing. Dunfermline and Edinburgh City are two you may want to keep an eye out for. In the FA Cup, both teams to score, Millwall versus Everton, at a nice price. And for the two football trades that I'm looking at for you today is the Villa first half goal. So in the second half of the first half, if it's still 0-0, looking on 20 minutes time. And Sassuolo versus Cagliari over 2.5 goals. Right, so those who've left, because they've got the bets written down and gone, let me just talk you through a couple of these. First, the horse trade. Janika likes to sort of be up with the pace and stay there, and I expect this horse to be travelling fairly strongly through the race. And I think it's got a great chance today, and I'm almost certain that this is going to trade lower. Famous last words. It's currently about 3.8, 3.9. So, for example, if you back it at £3,900, I would look to take 30%, so I would be going something like 2.7 for my in-play lay, and laying it for 145 per 100. So if you back for 100, lay it at 145 at 2.7, back it at 100, 3.9, sorry, lay it at 145, 2.7, and that'll give you about £45 less commission as your profit. So that's the one I'm playing there. As I say, I'm expecting a strong showing from this horse. So same rules, go in just before the off, 30% off the price, and green yourself up. Peterhead, as I said, I'm back in top of the league. I think they're a good bet today, Peterhead. I really do. So I've got them at about 1.4, and I think they're about 1.9 when I looked on the they're 1.88 now on Betfair. So, you know, I've got them as huge value, so I think they're a good bet today, away to Annan. Motherwell as an interest. Motherwell, fresh off two wins against a struggling Dundee. 2.18 Motherwell. I had them a shade of odds on, so I think, again, good value. Motherwell, I'll probably have a smaller stake there. I'll have a good bet on Peterhead, and I'll probably have a smaller stake there on Motherwell. I've given my reasoning for the Millwall-Everton match. I just can't see Millwall not scoring against Everton. I had both teams to score around about 1.7, and they're 1.89. So, again, good value. So you may want to get in that one. And if somebody scores, you may want to trade it. However you play that one will be up to you. The Villa first half goal, I think, is cracking value. Again, I profile matches, and I've profiled this match, and then I've looked at other leagues, and I've got this ahead of games in the Bundesliga, for example, where the odds are just off the scale different. So there is good value in the Villa first half goal. And when I wait, I don't wait because I think, oh, there's going to be shots on target and there. I'm not really overly interested in taking the value at 1.39, 1.4. That value is going to continue through the game. I have differing opinions to people on football about corners and how much they're worth and shots. For me, it's all about price. You know, I said yesterday in a sort of sarcastic tweet at the end of the day about nobody seems to mention anything about prices anywhere. They just put up lists of bets and it's all nonsense, in my opinion. And as I say, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I'm sure some people do very well. But the Villa first half goal price is value today. And all I will do is wait 20 minutes so I can get in at a better price, so I can get in around even money. And you saw yesterday how we how that Lille-Marseille bet worked out. You end up winning a lot more than you're risking, and that's the bit I like. It's the attitude to risk. I like to be in a position where my bets are winning me a lot more generally than I'm actually risking. So that is the reasoning behind that. It's just there's value in the price, and I will wait that 20 minutes. And if a goal goes in, you've missed the chance, and people say, well, we could have had a 1.39. You could, but I found over time that going in at that price is much more beneficial later on. And in the Italian game, Serie A, again, I think there's fantastic value in this price. I had the price of the over 2.5 goals in this game round about 1.7, 1.8. Those of you who are Ultimate members, if you look on the Poisson sheet, I think it's about 1.56 on the Poisson. I was quite surprised to see it was the underdog. I thought the overs would be the slight favourite, but the under is 1.9, the over is 2.08. So there's value in the price. I will let it just kick off, you know, get going. Don't need to take that 2.08. I'll get in at sort of 2.16, 2.18, and I will stagger my bets up. And as I say, this is a trade. So once a goal goes in, I will remove my liability. So that is the whole list today. Just to run everything quickly again, it's Janika is the trade in the 150. Definite bet is Peterhead. I will be definitely having a bet on Peterhead. I'll definitely be back in the Millwall versus Everton, both teams to score. I've got the two trades, the Villa first half goal, the Sassuolo versus Cagliari. And then I've got the mentions for you that you may want to get involved in. Villa, Mansfield and Nottingham Forest at home. Forest home to Wigan. Good price again. And the away, Forest Green, Motherwell at Dundee. And as I say, I'm definitely back in Peterhead. So there's plenty to get in there for today. Hopefully you turn some profit. I'll keep my eye on things as much as I possibly can. And best of luck, and I'll be back tomorrow.